This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. It's an NFL doubleheader on The Fan coming up on Sunday. It starts with the Raiders at Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And we follow that up with the second game with the Giants at the Mike McCarthy-led Dallas Cowboys. It's an NFL doubleheader coming up starting at 11:30 a.m. with pregame coverage on 12:50 a.m. The Fan coming up on Sunday.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Merola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Merola. Online at merolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood joins us now on the Green Bay Press Gazette. First things first, we're going to ask you the question we asked in the 2 o'clock hour, Ryan Wood. Are you more worried about the Bears or less worried about the Buccaneers after Thursday night football?
I don't know if I'm either, really. The Bears still don't have a quarterback, so long as that's the issue, there's a very clear ceiling on what they can do. You know, the Bucs, I think they're still good. They had a short week road shit trip to a very formidable defense, and that this is what you see sometimes. And I don't know. I think over the long course of the season, the Bucs will prove to be better than the Bears. What's the stat? The Bears have come back from double digits down like 3 times already in 5 games. And that's not a healthy way to live in this league.
You don't think it's a team of destiny, Ryan?
No,
no.
I think it's a team with Nick Foles or Mitch Trubisky at quarterback.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I'm just trying to help.
How do you know when you have a team of destiny, Steve? That is your point that you threw that out.
I don't know, man. You knew.
Usually it helps to have a quarterback.
You knew, Gary. You had a vision. You came in the studios, Gary, and you said, you know, I had a vision last night, had an epiphany, whatever you said you had, I don't know, and said that the Magic Carpet Ride year was going to go all the way to the end and finish, and you were right.
Well, you know what? I would say you have to give it more than 4 games to know if you got a team of destiny, because – that one year when the Bears went to the Super Bowl, that was clearly a team of destiny.
Clearly luck all year, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
clearly.
Yeah.
I mean,
defensive tips and all kinds of crazy crap all year.
And I think the one year with Don Majkowski when they had all those
magic and the miracles.
That?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was clearly, I mean, they didn't win the Super Bowl in that, but clearly that was weird. So,
didn't even make the playoffs.
We just have to see if this trend keeps happening, because Woody is right. You see how many times they've come back and won games. It's, right now, it just really doesn't make sense.
But when you talk about the Buccaneers, Ryan, that's going to be the next Packers opponent, obviously. Let's start on the offensive side of the football. What concerns, if any, do you have about this Packers defense dealing with this Bucs offense after what you saw last night?
Well, they're going to get ticked off Tom Brady, right? I mean, you got a Tom Brady now that I mean, who knows if it cost them the game. They still had to drive, but the game ended when he forgot the downs. So that's a mistake that he's not going to make again.
Could you imagine Bill Belichick had that happened in New England?
It wouldn't have happened in New England. Right? I mean, that's the difference. He's not in New England anymore. And that's the genius of Bill Belichick. All the fine details don't get forgotten when you're with Bill Belichick. Look, how quickly Brady can process and conduct an offense. You know, I thought, what season was it, 18, when the last time that they went against Brady? I thought that was the most impressive thing the last time this Packers team went against Brady in New England was how quickly the quarterback ran things. I mean, it was almost like it was before the Packers could even set up defensively. And that's something that, I mean, that's mental. That's the mind. He still has that, right? Even at 43, he still has that. So that's going to be probably more than anything. I mean, you can talk about the skill position for the Bucs, and that's, you know, Mike Evans and Gronk, and they've got some talent there, obviously. But more than anything, the challenge for the Packers defense is going to be making sure that all the details are covered. I mean, let's be real here. This is the Packers defense, especially the run defense. What has been the issue for the run defense? Missed assignments, right? Mm-hmm. It's disorganization, not being able to have gap integrity and to do your job. Well, Tom Brady, this offense is going to stress that ability to be lined up right and to process very quickly. That's going to be the challenge for this defense.
Did Matt LaFleur give you an indication of what they were going to try to work on during the bye week? Because this is not a traditional bye week. The guys are not allowed to go out of town or go out the country. And some guys are going to handle it better than others. But, you know, watching the Titans, I'm sure the guys they're nervous letting these guys out of their sights. So they're hoping that none of these guys go out and for some reason get infected. But did he give you an indication what they were going to work on or what their worries were for this bye week?
Well, here's the interesting and even unique thing about this self-scout for the Packers defense this week is that they haven't actually really seen their defense, right? Because they've got a $70 million nose guard that's played 15 snaps and before halftime of the opener in Minnesota left the field and hasn't been back. So not only is it an early bye week, but it's a bye week in which they have – I mean, when you take $70 million out of the middle of your defensive line, they haven't really seen the full defense to affect this season yet. So how they can self-scout and, you know, Kenny Clark affects so much. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a challenge because they just haven't seen the full effect of this defense. So we'll have to see what they come up with. Certainly they're going to have something. You know, they're going to have something for Tom Brady, but we'll have to see what it is.
Yeah, because Pettit, you know, when they were talking, he was talking to the media, he tried to stay upbeat because he knows the young guys are listening. And a lot of people have been pointing to tackling and stuff like that, but you still have to look at this would be these guys' fourth preseason game, which they would have got a lot of snaps. So I'm going to give them some space, like I always say, to make improvements. But again, it just seemed like to me that when Tampa is running the ball, they're going to look all the way back to what, you know, San Francisco did. I can just see them just running the ball. I don't know if Fournette will be back by then, but they got to work on stopping the run would be one of the things I would definitely talk about.
I mean, every offense they go against is going to run the ball until they prove they can stop it. And you don't prove you can stop it in a month, not after you give up 300 yards in the NFC Championship game. So, you know, the defense is entering the bye week off of its best performance. It helped that they, you know, Todd Gurley's a fine running back. He's not Alvin Kamara at this point. I mean, who is, right? So it helped that they didn't have to try to tackle Alvin Kamara, but still, it was their best defensive effort that they had to build on going into the bye, and so that probably helps as well.
You got something, Steve?
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to reset. Go ahead.
Go ahead and reset him, Steve.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on 1250 AM. The Fan. Talk with Ryan Wood. Go ahead.
We got a lot of talk, Woody, about the Packers medical staff. You know, you look at Devontae Adams, he sends that tweet out, and
Yeah.
Do you know anything? Awkward. I mean, are they like overly cautious on that medical staff? I mean, do you know what their protocols is? I mean, it seems like if they can get you back close to 100%, I mean, even under Mike McCarthy, it felt they were more cautious than other teams.
Yeah, but they've been overly cautious, and overly is maybe too subjective a term. They've been extremely cautious since Matt LaFleur was hired. I mean, look, they still haven't had three hard days in a row on the practice field since he was hired, but going back to the beginning of last season. They still do that. It's hard to argue with the results. I mean, this is a team that since the beginning of last year has completely dodged the major injury. That's a heck of a streak it's got going on right now, because look at the carnage around the rest of the league. I mean, what was it, week two when guys were, big name guys were just dropping left and right? Here's the reality for the Packers. Yes, they're extremely cautious. All right, Kenny Clark has practiced for 2 weeks now and has not played. Devontae Adams had said that he wanted to get back into the game week two against Detroit when he first injured the hamstring and has not played the last two games. They are extremely cautious. But this is also a 4-0 team that is winning games, knows it can beat – the Packers knew they were going to beat the Falcons. Something wrong had to seriously happen, well beyond not having Kenny Clark, Devontae Adams, Rashawn Gary, for them to lose to the Falcons. That didn't happen. They won. They're 4-0. They've got Super Bowl aspirations. It's Super Bowl or bust for this team because they're good enough to do that. And the most important thing, especially this season, really any season, but especially this season, when you've got all the carnage that you have across the league, the most important thing is going to be to win the war of attrition. You need your guys, your best guys, to be at their best late in the season. It's not as flippant as to say who cares about September, but who cares about September?
Right.
Right. For this team, who really cares about September? It's about December, January, and February being right at that point in the season. So if they're going to rest the guy, they're going to rest Devontae Adams. And Devontae Adams, he's not going to like it. Billy Turner, when he was active week two and didn't play, he didn't like it. Kenny Clark, I can't imagine he likes it. But they'll like the end result, because the end result, if things go according to plan, is that this Packers roster is going to be healthy and complete for the stretch run when they're going out and they're trying to make that dash to the Super Bowl.
Ryan, the other thing about this situation we currently have in the National Football League with COVID-19 and these different teams and players being affected and so forth, I guess I'm kind of surprised, considering how much of a hotspot Brown County is, that the Packers have survived this so far. Maybe I just jinxed them, but hopefully not.
Well, it's a scary place to be right now, and the scariest part is that people don't realize that it's a scary place to be right now. I don't know how much more can be said. Like, hey, you know, it's literally science. Pay attention to it. If not for you, at least for the people who are. But either way, I do think that there's a and you've seen this in all the sports, I think. But the teams that are title contending teams, the teams that have championship aspiration, I think by and large, those are the teams that are more likely to follow the protocols very closely, because there is a sense that you're playing for something bigger. There is a sense that, you know, you're not just stringing out the season and trying to go 500. No, you're trying to go out there and win a championship. And it's very similar to why you rest a guy week three, week four, because you've got something bigger in mind. Well, why do you pay attention to protocols and follow them to the letter? Because you've got something bigger in mind that you're playing for. So that's not just the Packers, but the Packers would fall into that category, right, of teams that have legitimate Super Bowl aspirations, championship aspirations. And I do think that across all sports, you've seen those teams, by and large, for the most part, do a pretty good job of following the protocols and staying clean.
He is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show every Wednesday and Friday at about this time, 3:45. Thanks so much for coming on, Ryan. Enjoy your bye weekend. We'll talk to you next weekend.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend.
Take care. Buddy. There he is, Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state
of Banquility. Get started at GreatMidwestBank.com. Coming up next, we have a positive topic. Positive topic.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very
like
positive. Leroy.
I like those.
Yeah, positive. Happy thoughts on a Friday.
I love those.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.